Welcome, dear one, to your practice of yoga nidra. Sleep yoga, a massage for the brain, a soothing balm for the soul. Let's dive in together. Really mindfully, slowly, sweetly, with all of the care. Take your time. Grab all your props, all your cozies, pillows, blankets, bolster, eye mask, warm socks, even some warm mittens if you feel called. And eventually, make your way to lay comfortably on your back. Maybe you're in bed, on your yoga mat, on the couch, or somewhere else. Maybe you're seated today. Eventually, if you are laying down, finding the shape of Shavasana or corpse pose. On your back, legs are wide, arms are too. Give space for the armpits to breathe, think. The shoulders are down, away from ears, shoulder blades knit inward, collar bones broad, scooped pelvis, and a slightly tucked chin to elongate the spine. Really connect down, ground down back of head, the shoulder blades, and the whole spine. No drifting up off of the ground in the low back, right? That's where that pelvic tilt will come in handy. And also having the knees slightly bent. A bolster or a pillow, even roll the yoga mat under the knees. Make sure you feel fully supported. Make sure you feel warm and distraction-less. So taking off jewelry, maybe adjusting a hair elastic, your clothing, your props, your blankets. Just making sure that you feel like you can lay or sit here without fidgeting or squirming too much for the duration of our practice today. We do this because it is ideal to remain still and relaxed during yoga nidra, so that both the body, of course, but then by default, the brain, the nervous system, all have a chance to fully relax, to fully let go. And if you haven't already, allow your eyes to close, setting that loose intention to keep them closed until the practice has ended. Notice how your body is feeling. Take any little fidgets or adjustments, scratch that itch, feather your nest even more, reminding yourself that you cannot get this wrong. No pressure, no expectation, just trust that the medicine, the healing that you need, that you so deserve, is already unraveling. Once again, just checking in with the body. Do you feel supported? Do you feel symmetrical, balanced between the right and the left? Are there any pockets of tension throughout the body? Maybe it's a clenched or tight jaw, a furrowed brow, the shoulders rising up towards the ears. Try to soften as best you can. Smooth out the skin of the forehead, iron it out. Release through temples. Feel that release wash down through the jawline. Unhinged jaw, soft tongue, open throat, wide collarbones. Open the heart from the inside out. Notice any clench or grip in the abdomen and feel it soften with your mind and with your breath. any tension now becomes a bullseye for your healing restorative breath. Unclench the glutes. Feel that open up the hips and allow the legs to fall heavy. Heels rooted down, toes flopped open to the right and the left. Breathing in peace, ease, and space. Every exhale, breathing out, clearing out any tension, any grip, any hold, any stress that may be living in the body. Some natural, healing, clearing breaths. Notice what you feel. Could you be even 3.5% more comfortable? Now, take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Hold it at the top. Keep the shoulders down, the body relaxed. Now open the mouth and sigh it out. Make some noise, big release as you empty fully. Again, through the nose, fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, ribs expand, fill the lungs, keep going. Now hold at the top. Notice what you feel here, no unnecessary grip in the body or mind. Unhinge the jaw, maybe stick out the tongue, big sigh, let something go. Yeah, last one, just like that. Long, slow, smooth, your deepest belly breath in and all the way up. Fill up completely, keep going, hold at the top. One more little sip or sniff of air up and in. Hold here for 5. Last hold, you got this. 4, 3. 2, and 1. Big sigh, stick out the tongue, unhinge the jaw, biggest release. What are you letting go of? Feel that. Let the body recalibrate. Just allowing the body to find that natural rhythm. Take your time. Eyelids are soft, yet the eyes are heavy. Like you're on the edge of sleep. Fully release here. Yoga Nidra is not sleeping, though of course you may fall asleep today, and that's perfect. You may not. Also perfect. But Yoga Nidra is not just sleeping. It's not super deep concentration. Yoga Nidra is the opening of the passageway of your mind. It's a rewiring and a refiring where we deep dive, right? We deep dive into our body and then into the subconscious mind, where the sound of my voice, my vibe, is going to act like a rope or a tether, maybe a rainbow-colored cord, bungee cord. Imagine a wishing well. There's a long rope or tether or cord, a bucket going down into the well, right? With my guidance, my voice, my vibe, you are going to venture in and out of the subconscious mind. You will also explore the hypnagogic state, a a juicy, deeply healing state of consciousness between wakefulness and sleeping. It's like this half asleep dreaming state where you can still perhaps hear my voice, but in the same breath you might be riding a whale, running down a rainbow. Know that you cannot get this wrong. And this is a practice where, of course, you can loosely set the intention to remain awake, aware, following along with the sound of my voice, my vibe. But if sleep comes and you feel like you don't hear me at all, that's perfect. And that will be exactly what is meant to be today. So trust. Trust in process. Trust in your process. You won't miss a thing. Today you will be asked to move your awareness to particular energetic points in the body, to various opposing bodily sensations, some mental photos or images. Again, try not to concentrate or try too intensely, as this may prevent you from really relaxing. And if your mind becomes overactive with thoughts, a little bit of monkey brain, that's okay. Notice that and simply come back, anchor back to the sound of my voice. I've got you, and you cannot get this wrong. Take a big belly breath in, long, slow, deep and low. And sigh it out through the mouth, let it go. Maybe now, as you breathe in, feel any residual tension start to build and rise to the top of your head. And every exhale, allow all that tension, strain, stress to fizzle out through a little hole in the top of your head. Breathing in, gathering, finding any stress, any pockets of tension or dis-ease. Exhale all of that out, maybe a thick cloud of smoke, leaving that tiny hole through the top, the crown of the head. A few rounds like this. Breathe in, gather, feel all the strain rise up, bubble up. And as the body exhales, all that pressure, that strain or stress, any tension, dissolving out, leaving the body, creating space. Beautiful, moving into this new space. Curious about this new inner landscape. Become aware now of the space between your ears, the left ear canal, and then the spot where it meets and merges with the right ear canal. And could you allow sound to infuse this space? The ears listening, the right and the left. Hearing sounds off in the distance. Become aware as best you can of the most distant sounds that you can hear, allowing that sense of hearing to radiate out. Searching out, seeking out any distant sounds and following them for a few moments. Simply move attention sound to sound, maybe silence to silence, not needing to identify the source. Now, gradually, bring your attention to closer sounds. Sounds inside of this room, this space that you are in. Drift sound to sound. Hone the awareness further inward to this inner landscape. What do your ears hear inside of your body? Maybe sound, maybe silence. Simply notice. Do you hear, feel your heart beating? Pay attention to the sound of your breath. Hear breath in. Hear breath out. And staying with breath in and breath out, notice the movement of the breath. Note how the body expands out and widens when you breathe in. And the body contracts, it shrinks back in when you breathe out. Breathe yourself into this space on the inhale. And breathe, retract out of it on exhale. With eyes closed, visualize the body moving, expanding out on the in-breath, contracting back in on the out-breath. And again, without needing to open your heavy eyelids, could you visualize and imagine your surroundings? Your body breathing and lying on the surface below you. See your body lying on the surface below you. Become aware of the existence of your physical body lying on the surface below. Total awareness of your body lying in stillness, relaxed on the ground. Your body lying on the earth, cradled and held by the earth. Could you visualize, imagine, and feel the space, the energy to your left? Sense the space to your right. The space above the front line of the body. The space under the back line of the body. Feel the energy of the space above the top of the head. You got it. And below the soles of the feet. Now, could you take up even more space? Increase your space with your awareness. Moving outward, feel the outer edges of the body expanding. Take up space. Once again, aware of that deep, natural, spontaneous breath. Become a witness to this natural, relaxed breath. And keep on listening to, tethering to my voice as best you can. Know that you are being breathed now. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. We'll begin by creating an intention statement, a sankalpa. Your sankalpa is essentially your heart's deepest desire. And it can be anything from health to wealth, a happy relationship, a new job, a letting go. Your sankalpa will be a short, positive statement in the present tense that reflects this wish of the soul, this desire of the heart. For example, if it's health you desire, your sankalpa could be, I am radiant. If it's acceptance, I love and accept myself. I trust myself. I am worthy. I am peace. I am love. Your sankalpa has the potential to release tremendous power by clearly defining and focusing on a chosen goal. If words aren't coming today, you can also visualize your sankalpa symbolically. Maybe an image pops up. Maybe it's felt as a sensation, like a deep, warm gratitude infusing every cell. You can't get this wrong. And taking these few moments now to discover and uncover your wish of the heart, your sankalpa. Once you have it, state your sankalpa clearly in this awareness with feeling, with gratitude, 3 times. Now let go of your sankalpa and continue to harness the power of your intuition and your imagination. The body will remain in complete stillness for a rotation of consciousness, where you will move your internal awareness to certain parts of the body as soon as you hear them. You can silently repeat the name of the body part to yourself. All the while, imagine a drop of warm, rose-infused oil penetrating each part as it's named. And feeling the warm rose oil land down, touch down, and soothe, clearing, smoothing away any tension, any dis-ease, any strain, anything that keeps you from living your highest truth, your fullest potential. A cleansing, restorative, and transformative warm rose oil drop to each part as it is named. The practice begins on the right side, in the right hand. Feel a drop of warm rose oil to the tip of the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, the tip of right pinky finger. Warm rose oil drops into the center of the palm, back of right hand, the center of the wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right armpit. Drop of oil to every rib, top to bottom, the right waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot. Drop of rose oil to the tip of right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Sense the whole right side of the body infused by this warm, healing rose oil. The whole right side only. The whole right side. Moving over to the left. Left hand, and a drop of oil to the tip of the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, left ribs top, through bottom, the left waist, hip, thigh. Drop of rose oil to left knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, tip of left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, the whole left side body. Warm, infused with rose oil. The whole left side of the body. now to the back line of the body, the back of the head, back of the neck, the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the right side of the spine, left side of the spine, the tail bone, the right buttock, left buttock, back of right thigh, back of left thigh, back of right knee, back of left knee, the right calf muscle, left calf muscle, the right heel, left heel. Now to the front line of the body, up to the top of the head, through forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, middle of the eyebrows, the right eye, left eye, right nostril, left nostril, right cheekbone, left cheekbone, the upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, the jaw, center of chin, the throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, center of the chest, the upper belly, navel point, lower belly, right groin, left groin, the pelvis and pelvic floor, the whole right leg, the whole left leg, both legs together, whole right arm, whole left arm, both arms together, the whole face, the whole head, the whole torso, the whole body together, the whole body, whole body together. We will now begin an experience of opposites. Imagine in your mind that the body is becoming very heavy. Awaken the idea and felt experience of heaviness in the body. Gradually feel that the body is becoming heavier and heavier still. The head is weighted down and heavy. Your limbs are so heavy. The torso heavy. Feel the whole body weighted, heavy, and sinking down into the floor. Now feel the whole body becoming lighter and lighter. The head is light and weightless. The limbs are light and weightless. torso is light, the whole body light and weightless. You feel as if the body were rising up off of the floor. The body is weightless, the whole body light. And awaken now an experience of cold in the body. The feeling of icy cold. Imagine that you are walking on a floor of ice in winter. You feel very cold, shivering cold. Allow cold to permeate your entire body. Feel the whole body icy cold. Now allow the sensation of warmth to spread throughout the entire body. Remember the feeling of heat in the summer, out in the sun with no shade, maybe next to a blazing, crackling fire. Feel a deep heat radiating onto and through all the pores of your skin, down to the bones of your body, warm, hot. Feel heat all around and all through the body, your whole being hot. And let that go. Moving into a visualization. Begin by concentrating on the space in front of your heavy closed eyelids. And imagine here before you a transparent movie screen. A screen through which you can see infinite space. A space that extends as far as the inner gaze can see. Concentrate on this dark space, this mental movie screen, and become aware of any phenomena that manifests within it. Colors, shapes, patterns, flickers of light, movement. Whatever you see here is the manifesting state of your beautiful mind. Continue your awareness of this space, but do not become involved. And practice witnessing. Practice detached awareness now. And if subtle images make themselves known, simply notice without becoming involved. If thoughts are occurring, let them come and go. And continue watching, witnessing this dark space, your mental movie screen. Witness now with detached awareness. Rapid image visualization. A number of things now will be named, and you can envision them on levels of emotion, imagination, and memory as best you can. Simply jump from image to image as soon as you hear it. A shiny green apple. Foamy ocean waves. The chime of a bell. Jumping off a diving board. Strawberry seeds. Your reflection in a full-length mirror. Elephant ears. Pen running out of ink. Pink rubber ducky. A beluga whale. A green tarp over a tent. Cobblestone path. The exhaust from a motorbike. Ancient pyramids. A new treehouse. An orange candle. First snowfall. Santa's sleigh. The purr of a kitten. A temple on a cliff. Mother's face. Shooting star. The blanket on your bed. Glasses. A total eclipse. Favorite piece of music. Rain on a tin roof. Candy cane. Cotton candy. Butter melting on a warm muffin. Your body lying on the earth. Your body lying on the earth. Your body lying on the earth. And see, sense, feel your body lying fully held, cradled by the earth below you. You're outside. You can smell the fresh evening air. The sky, a canopy of black, with sparkling stars strewn throughout. You lay here, and in the wake of a shooting star overhead, you see the words, you feel the words of your Sankalpa written in the stars, written in the evening sky. Fully supported, fully at ease, cradled within the magic, the mystery of the universe. Repeat your Sankalpa with gratitude, with feeling, 3 more times. Now relax all efforts. Bring your attention to the natural breath. The natural breath as it flows in and out of the nostrils. And maintain this awareness of breath. Feel the body breathing. And feel the physical existence of your body. Awareness of the body, you can visualize it lying on the support below you. Feel the clothes resting on your skin. Visualize the area, the room in which you lay. And lay here quietly now. In stillness, with yourself, until you feel ready to move. whenever you're ready, you can slowly wiggle fingers and toes, and wrists and ankles. Take your time. There is no rush. Move intuitively, if at all. Lengthen and deepen the breath. You can stay on your back, maybe curl the knees up and in. Give yourself a little squeeze, a rock and roll side to side before rolling over onto your side. Maybe you use your hands to push yourself up, letting the head come up last. Maybe you roll to your belly, find the cool side of your pillow. Pause here and know that you add magic to the heavens. You light up the skies. You are wild and bright with infinite potential. You are a shooting star. Remember this. Bask and bathe in this space. This renewed space. Grateful for it all. With my hands at my heart center, I see you. I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra for sleep is now complete. Namaste, my friend.